Hey. I should have been happier. They totally didn't tell us to be happy. They did. And I get it, I do. I mean, you're in space. You're in space. I think it just hit me that you're actually in space. That's kind of dumb, right? I mean, you've been training for the best part of a year. All the preparation, I watched you blast off. And yeah, it's only now when I'm talking to you or not talking to you. Am happy. I don't look happy, but I am happy. I just, you're in space. And, I. This is what you've always wanted. This is your childhood dream, and you're actually doing it. And I mean, there aren't many people who get to say that. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud that I can't even put it into words. Because you worked so hard, you gave up so much, and look where you are. In space. And I've said that a lot. I really love you. I love you so much, and you're in space, and I miss you. And I don't think I'm meant to tell you that either. Basically doing everything that they told me not to do. And that's why you're the astronaut and I'm not. I'm not very good at following directions by all accounts. You won't get this message. Not for a while. You're still sleeping. You're going to be sleeping for a year. It's quite the nap. When you first told me you got a place on a mission, I was so happy. I was so thrilled, and then I realized what it meant. I realized that I mean, it's a long time. 10 years. 10 years is a super long time for us, not for you. I mean, theoretically, no one really knows about what will happen when you go through the wormhole. And that's why you're sleeping. But you know that because you know all of this. Because you're the commander. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you because this is. This is a one-way mission. Probably. I'm probably not going to see you again. And if I do, it won't be for a while. And, I'm feeling that right now. I'm feeling... I didn't want you to go. I didn't want you to go, and I was so close to telling you that. I was so close to asking you to stay. Because it's so dangerous. There's so much that they don't know. There's so much that... All these scientists with their giant brains, and no one knows exactly what's going to happen. It's all, this might happen, or this will probably happen, or we're 60% sure. 60%. Do you know how low 60% is? I wanted to ask you to stay. And I was so close to saying it. But you were so excited, so enthusiastic. You were giddy with excitement. I couldn't take that away from you. So I kept my mouth shut. And I watched you get ready to leave. And then I watched you blast off. And now I'm recording a message to you, and I'm missing you so much. So, so much. And I feel bad about it. Because this is not what you need to hear when you wake up. When you wake up. I love you. I really, really love you. And part of loving someone is... seeing how happy you are. How excited you were, how fulfilled you were. I couldn't take that away from you. I love you too much. So, let me do what they said I should actually do. Tell you how much I love you. I love you so much. You have no idea how much you mean to me. I adore you. I would do anything for you. I just want you to be happy. I just want to see you smile. And I want you to know, no matter how far away you are, no matter where you are, my love is right there with you. Just close your eyes and picture me. Picture me squeezing you tight. And you'll feel that. You'll feel my arms around you. You'll feel me just loving you so much, because I do. I am crazy about you. And I miss you. There is this big U-shaped hole in my life. And there's nothing that can fill it. Also, I stole your hoodie. I stole your mission hoodie. I'm wearing it now. I know. That's bad. That's really bad. So if you want it back, you have to come home. To me. come home to me. I promise in my next message I'll be happier. I won't miss you any less, but I will be... It'll be less raw. I love you. I miss you, and oh, I am so proud of you. But oh, I fucking miss you. I'll talk to you soon. And remember, if you want your hoodie back, you have to come back home. And it's a really great hoodie. I'll talk to you later.